Today we'll be beginning Siman Samach Zayin. The title of the Siman is Din Safek Im Kara Kriya Shema. What the halacha is if one is unsure if they recited Shema. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Safek Im Kara Kriya Shema Choser Vikore Umvarich Lifaneha Ulachareha. If one is unsure whether they recited Shema, they must repeat it, and they must also repeat the brachos before and after. Aval Im Yodea Shekra'a Elisha Mesubak Imbirich Lifaneha Ulachareha Ino Choser Umvarich. If you remember saying Shema, but you don't recall whether you said the brachos before or after, then you would not repeat the brachos. The Mishnah Berura tells us Kriya Shema. Uveshar mitzvos de oraisa hicha shemechuyav laso so sami sveka. Pasak le'el besimin yudzayin sif gimel le'inyon tumtum after chayav betzitzis. Uveyoradea reish samachay sif gimel le'inyon milo beandroganis v'chein kol ki aigavne. De lo yivarech al hamitzvah ki abrachos heim derabanan usveka le'kula. The Mishnah Berura tells us that even when it comes to other mitzvos de oraisa, if let's say there's a suffix whether you have to do it. For example, let's say a person is a tumtum, whether a tumtum is chayiv to wear tzitzis, or whether an androgynous is chayiv in bris milah, so you would perform the mitzvah, albeit without a bracha, because the bracha itself is only midrabanan. Ach yish poskim shebechalkin ben hicha sheha suffix hu im mechuyav klal ba mitzvah kigon ahisha kasavnu, uvein hicha sheha mechuyav ela sheinu yudea im asa ha mitzvah da'az tzarech levarech aleha gamkein. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from some achronim who are machalic as follows. They say that there's a difference in terms of whether you make a bracha in a scenario of suffix. It will depend on whether the suffix is intrinsic or something, or it's more of a subjective suffix. Meaning, if it's a halachic suffix, like in the case of the tumtum and the androgus, where we just don't know what their status is halachically, then in that case you can justify making a bracha in a scenario of suffix, of a suffix mitzvah. But in the case that we're quoting in the Shulchan Aruch, the guy just doesn't remember if he said Shema. So that's a personal suffix. So in that case, some posts can say that would be the distinction about whether or not you recite the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ulefi zeh lulav o shofar biyom rishon hecha de mesapkale im kvar asa hamitzvah ucha haygavna tzarech laaso usa bivracha." So according to this distinction, if let's say a person doesn't recall if they took the lulav or they heard shofar on the first day of Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah, respectively, so it sounds like they would have to recite a bracha when they do it again, or when they do it for the first time. V'chasav aprima gadim demikasef Mishnah b'shem harashba v'chin magen avram b'shem harivash v'kamon zim tov kuf beheus gimel muchach do svir lehulachi. Many achronim disagree with this distinction, and they think regardless of whether it's a personal suffix or it's a halachic suffix, either way you do not recite a bracha. If you are brought a shofar or a lulav on the first day of Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah during Ben Hashmashos, then everyone agrees that you would take the lulav or hear the shofar without a bracha, because then there's a general suffix about whether you're chayiv in the mitzvah at all, because it's already been ashmashos. Choser v'korei hatam dekaymul on kriya shema deoraisa. Klomar dehadich sevedibarta ba meshivtecha b'veisecha kaya parsha zo gufa shechayiv ledaber bo b'shas shchiva va'amida ulefichach em nistapik im kara olav chayiv lach azor v'likros kechol sveiko deoraisa. And the mitzvah of reciting shema in the morning and in the evening is a mitzvah deoraisa of b'shach b'chov kumecha. Therefore, if you don't recall whether you said shema, you have to repeat it because it's a suffix deoraisa lechumra. This halacha about repeating Shema and the brachos is only assuming that the Zman Kriya Shema has not yet passed you by. The Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion that once the Zman Kriya Shema has already passed, so at that point you can no longer make the brachos before and after, because the whole suffix is only derabana. But the Mishnah Berurah rejects this. Aval zeh ino, the Zman Zech But the Zman for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim extends beyond Sof Zman Kriya Shema. Im kein uchayev adayin al kopanem bevirkas ha-mitzviyatzev at shah revias uchidolel b'simen nunches. So that means that he's still mechuyev in saying emes v'yatzev until the end of the fourth hour. Umikan v'halo lo tiknu al zabracha avol yomar mach masofik is a pasuk shal Yetzias Mitzrayim. So after the fourth hour, so you're no longer mechuyav in that bracha and saying emes v'yatziv, but you should still recite a pasuk that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Isa bevrachos daf yud gimel amid beis she'im amar halacha shemuzkar by Yetzias Mitzrayim yatzi yedea mitzvah sasei shol hazechira. If a person recites a pasuk that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim or a halacha that references Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have fulfilled the mitzvah sasei of zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chasav amagin Avram, the nearly the chol shekinim amar shiras hayam diyatz. Certainly, if you were to recite shir Rasayam, you were to recite recite Az Yashir, so the Magen Avraham thinks that for sure you would be Yotze. However, v'hachasim sofer polegal zeh, devakruk sev l'ma'an tizkor as yom tzeh sechav v'gomer, v'lo dai b'ma'a sheyizkor she'avar hayam, v'hiskem imo hagon Rabbi Akiva Eger b'chidushav ayin sham. V'chasim sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eger, so they both disagree. They say the Pasuk says l'ma'an tizkor as yom tzeh sechav me'aretz Mitzrayim, so therefore mentioning Kriyas Yosef is insufficient. V'im Yotze yideh askir b'hirur ayin b'rahitiv b'shem b'is Yaakov, u'v'frim agadim is topic b'zeh, Shagasari is shimin yud gimel herich l'hochiach mishas v'masek, de'enu Yotze yideh chuvah b'hirur. There was some issue raised in the Achronim regarding whether one can be Yotze the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim b'hirur ba'alma by merely thinking about it. Some Achronim were mistopic. The Shagasari thinks that you would not be Yotze. U'fashir ba'gemara de'gam ba'layla tzarech l'haskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's obvious, it's clear in the Gemara that even at night you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'ayin b'frim agadim de'mistopik imhu de'oraisa o'durabanan v'daf kamino le'nin tzveka ayin sham. The Prima Gadim is mesupak whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim balayla is do'oraisa o'durabanan. And again, the nafkamina obviously would be regarding a case of a scenario of suffik, as we keep on mentioning. Uvishagas Aryeh, Simon Cheskasa Behejid Hu Do'oraisa. The Shagas Aryeh claims that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim balayla is do'oraisa. V'chayav l'haskir b'smanshi hu layla vade v'lo kodem. However, you have to mention Shema, you have to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim balayla at a time that's vade layla. V'yalkenim hiskir b'en ashmashos, kigon shehispalil kodem tesa kochavim, lo yatsa yedei chovaso. But if a person davens mariv before tesa kochavim, so they have not been yotze their chiyuv. Devein hashmashos sveikahu usveika deoraisa lechomra. V'chein masmer meRambam perikalov mehilchus kriyashma dehu deoraisa. Chmoshikasav aprima gadim atzma. Many achronim, the Rambam and other achronim believe that kriyashma balayla is in fact a mitzvah deoraisa, and therefore you would not be yotze your chiyuv if you recited it before tesa kochavim. Even though many Rishonim and Achronim assume that the first paragraph of Shema is De'oraisa and the second is De'rabanan, V'yeshman Aposkim Shesofren De'rak Pasuk Rishon Humi De'oraisa V'kol Shekin Abrachos De'luchule Amu Humi De'rabanan V'safik De'rabanan Eino Chozer. And some say that just the first Pasuk of Shema is De'oraisa, but everyone agrees that the Birchos Kriyashma for sure are only De'rabanan, and generally speaking we don't go back on a Safik De'rabanan. V'yeshlomer Kach In general, if Chazal made a takana that you have to repeat the bracha in a scenario of suffik, so that's what we have to do unless they stated specifically otherwise. If a person knows that they said either the first pasuk or the first paragraph, depending on your definition of Shema de'oraisa, but you don't recall if you were said the rest of the assumption is you probably said the rest of it, you just didn't remember, and therefore you would not have to repeat Shema. Miu b'simen tzamach dalet ziv gimel v'dal in mashma shetzarech lachazor v'tzarech lomar dimi ikara kein teknu sheyachzor. But the implication of the halachos later on are that you would, in fact, I'm sorry, back at simen tzamach dalet, is that you would in fact have to repeat Shema in that case if you don't recall if you said the entire thing. V'heichashu mesupak lomar parishas tzitzis v'gam emes v'yatziv tzarech lachazor l'chulei alma d'yetzias mitzrayim chayovin l'haskir mi d'oraisa. If you're unsure if you said Emes V'yatziv or if you said the parsha of Tzitzis, and everyone agrees you have to go back because the mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is a chiyuv deoraisa. Achich deos bazet. Yesh omrim diomar parsha Tzitzis v'gam Emes V'yatziv dechul achadam milsehi. V'yesh omrim diomar rak parsha Tzitzis v'yekayim bazet hamitzvah deoraisa shel zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim ve'emes V'yatziv in tzarech lomar v'chin hiskem ashagas harim. There is some achlokas in a scenario of suffik. Do you have to repeat both Vayomer and Emes V'yatziv, or can you suffice like the Shagas Aryeh says by simply saying Vayomer and fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'chasavod de'imnase lo suffik zeba erev. If this suffik happened in the evening, she'ino yodea im amar parashas tzitzis uvirkas emes ve'emuna, where you don't recall if you recited vayomer and emes ve'emuna, choser ve'omer emes ve'emuna ve'in sarich la'chazer ve'likros parashas tzitzis misafik. You don't have to go back and repeat parashas tzitzis because the chiv tzitzis doesn't apply at night. You can simply say emes ve'emuna. V'im bari lo shakara kol ashlosha parashas ve'ino misupak lo ela be'emes ve'yatzv shachar. So emes ve'emuna are this. Travayu chadina she'in sarich la'chazer ve'lomar misafik. The chiv and if you remember for sure reciting Vayomer, you just don't remember if you said Emes V'Amuna or Emes V'Yatziv, then you would certainly not have to go back and repeat them in a situation of suffik. Avol desu havile drabanan avol afilu birkas emes fiatzev usfeiko lekula. Once you've already said, if you know that you said Shema, so then going back to say the brachos is only a suffik drabanan, and therefore we're makel. Ve'im yodeya she'amar emes fiatzev ve'ino zocherim kara kriyas Shema. Let's say you know you said emes fiatzev, but you don't recall if you said Shema. Dasa ilia rabba de'ino chozer ve'gam raya mila'el simen samachdal zavdal v'ayim from a gadim. So the ilia rabba thinks that you would not have to repeat it, because again, the assumption is that you probably already said it. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Semen Samaches tomorrow.